Ready to meet your new classmate today? He is a driver of the number 6 UPS Ford Fusion who attended Fullerton Academy. Welcome, David Reagan.
Hey, hey.
David, how are you?
Hey, Jeff.
Welcome to the show.
Good to be on, man. We got a good crowd here.
Well, welcome to the show. It's very
good
cool
to be here.
Playing for the NASCAR Foundation. The NASCAR Foundation supports a lot of different charities. Which one are you representing today?
The Boys and Girls Club of America. UPS does a lot with them. So we're going around, going to donate to them and the Shriners Hospitals for Children.
That's so awesome. Let's win them some money today. Here's the cool thing about this classroom. We let you cheat in here.
Awesome.
And you've got these three smart fifth graders to do it off of. Let me introduce them. We have Zach, Danielle, and Malachi. David, pick one of them. Let's get started.
Ladies first.
Ladies first.
Ladies first. So Danielle, come on down.
Danielle, come on down.
All right, let's do this.
We're playing for charity. Now, have you ever raised money for charity in the past?
Well, actually, yes. I had a lemonade stand. I raised $13,000 for my grandfather's hospital.
$13,000?
Oh, off a lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Here's what she doesn't tell you, though. Each glass of lemonade was $6,500. She sold two glasses.
Yeah.
That was it.
All right, you ready?
I think so. You guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Let's find out, is David Reagan smarter than a fifth grader? Whoa. All right, David, 10 right. subjects. Which one would you like first?
Let's go third grade math.
Third grade math.
Third grade math.
Sounds good. The third grade math question is this. If Malachi goes to the concession stand at Talladega with $20 and each soda costs $3.75, how many sodas can he buy? If Malachi goes to the concession stand at Talladega with $20 and each soda costs $3.75, how many sodas can he buy? All right, Danielle has locked in her answer. Now, I would figure working on cars, you have to do a little math.
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
We do a little bit of math, and, you know, I think I've got a pretty good idea.
Okay, what's your answer?
Five.
Five.
I'm going to lock my answer in.
All right. David, the correct answer is five. You got
$2,500. Right. Nothing to it. You made me nervous for a minute. Well, that was the one that got me over the hill. The first one was going to be the toughest, so I'm ready for the second one.
We've broken the ice now. All right. Well, we have 9 subjects remaining. Pick your poison. Where would you like to go next?
Fourth grade grammar.
Fourth grade grammar.
Fourth grade grammar.
All right, fourth grade grammar. A correct answer is worth $3,500. You can take your winnings to $6,000 with a correct answer. Here's the question. Fill in the blank. Analysis is to analyses as phenomenon is to what word? Fill in the blank. Analysis is to analyses as phenomenon is to what word? Danielle has locked in her answer.
You know, I can't even pronounce the couple of those words
up
there.
That's a lot of syllables, isn't
it? That's a lot of them. I think I'm going to copy Danielle's answer.
Okay, you want to lock that in?
I want to lock that in.
All right, you want to copy.
Hopefully you got it.
You wanted to copy. I will tell you what the right answer is. It is phenomena.
Phenomena. Let's see.
Take a look at the board over here. This 10-year-old said, phenomena!
You got it right! Way to go, Danielle!
Oh, yeah, girl! Yeah! All right! $6,000 for charity.
$6,000.
8 subjects on the board, David. Which one would you like next?
Which one?
Third grade social studies! Third grade social studies!
Fourth grade U.S. history!
Fourth grade U.S. history, all right. correct answer could take you to $9,500.
All right.
The fourth grade U.S. history question is this. Which founder of the Jamestown colony went on to explore and name New England? Which founder of the Jamestown colony went on to explore and name New England? All right, Danielle has locked in her answer.
You know, I've got an idea, but I think I'm going to have a little bit of help. I think I'm going to peek and see that. I'm going to lock it in.
All right, you want to peek.
That's what I'm going to do.
Your fifth grade classmate said John Smith.
I think that feels pretty good. I think I'm going to go with John Smith. I'm going to lock that in. John Smith. Let's do it.
John Smith is exactly right. Don't go away. We could be playing for $250,000 right after this. Fifth grader, it is NASCAR week here. Today we have David Reagan, the driver of the UPS number 6 car. All right, time to pick another classmate here, David.
All right, Malachi.
Malachi, come on up here. Malachi, if you had to help Mr. Reagan with one of these subjects, what would it be?
I'm going to say third grade social studies.
Third grade social studies, but it's up to you, David. Which way would you like to go?
Third grade social studies. Social studies is one of my favorite sports.
Okay, all right. Well, third grade social studies it is. It's worth $2,500. Here's the third grade question. How many months of the current year contain no U.S. federal holidays? 2, 4, or 6? How many months of the current year contain no U.S. federal holidays? 2, 4, or 6? All right, Malachi has locked in his answer.
And I'm going to lock in my answer as B, 4.
B, 4. Not after, but B, 4.
B, 4. B, 4. So I think that's splitting the difference between 2 and 6.
You're right. It is 4. Woo! Give this man $12,000 for charity. Look at you.
Man.
Now look at the board. It's empty in the middle. We still have 2 fifth grade questions, 2 first and 2 second.
That was a tough one. Let's go first grade spelling.
First grade spelling. All right. First grade questions are worth $500. All right, here we go. Please spell the following word. Igloo. Please spell the word igloo. All right, Malachi's locked in his answer.
I think I've got a pretty good idea, and I might be off on one letter, but I think I'm going to give it a whirl and lock in my answer, igloo.
Which is
I-G-L-O-O. I-G-L-O-O. And I know someone's back home saying, no, that's not it.
I like the way that you prefaced it with saying, I might be off by one letter.
Yeah,
like that was going to be close enough for spelling.
Yeah, we might split the difference and only lose a little money, not all of it. But
I-G-L-O-O is absolutely R-I-G-H-T. Give the man $500 more dollars. There we go. Woo! Look at that.
Thank you.
All right, it's time to pick another subject.
U.S. Geography, fifth grade.
You want U.S. Geography, fifth grade question. The fifth grade U.S. Geography question worth $5,000 is this. Lake Okeechobee is located in what U.S. state? Lake Okeechobee is located in what U.S. state? All right, Malachi has locked in his answer.
I'm going to have to go with Florida. Lock in. Okeechobee.
That's a great word.
I got a good feeling. Yeah, that does.
I love that.
Has a nice ring to it. Okeechobee.
The answer is Florida. You're absolutely right. Don't go away. We're working on $250,000 for charity. We'll be right back. week in the old classroom, and David Reagan, the driver of the number 6 UPS car, is doing great. You got $17,500. A little strategy may be involved here. Which way would you like to go?
All right, well, I think, Zach says 5th grade, so let's do it.
Oh, let's get this one right.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here sometime, so.
Gotta answer them all. 5th grade questions are worth $5,000. The 5th grade cultural studies question is this. What residence of the British monarchy overlooks the Thames River? What residence of the British monarchy overlooks the Thames River? All right, Zach has locked in his answer. What residence of the British monarchy?
This is multiple choice, right?
Multiple choice. Well, yeah, it is. The choice is you get it right or you get it wrong.
I guess, you know, the NASCAR track, we don't go overseas, so that's I think something that might be holding me back a little bit. I'd have to say the palace or whatever the main place where the king and queen hangs out at. I don't know, something. Man, it's on the tip of my tongue. Can we go to a commercial or something real quick? Buckingham Palace. All right, Buckingham Palace is more specific, so hopefully that's it.
All right, you still have a save. Let's see if your classmate Zach can save you if Buckingham Palace is not the correct answer. Zach said Buckingham Palace.
I feel really good about it.
David, Buckingham Palace is absolutely wrong, David.
Oh, man.
It's Windsor Castle.
Windsor Castle.
Windsor Castle. You had the castle part right, but we needed it to be more specific. It is Windsor Castle.
Well, at least we were on the same page, so I wasn't the only one thinking Buckingham Palace.
No, exactly.
That makes me feel a little better.
A little better. All right. All that hard-earned money, we just gave it back.
Well, hey, we still have three more to go.
We got a little work to do. 2 second grade, 2 first grade questions. Pick another one.
Let's see here.
Second
grade world geography. All right. It's worth $1,000. Here's the question. By definition, if Danielle's cousins are Danes, their heritage is from what country? By definition, if Danielle's cousins are Danes, their heritage is from what country? All right. Zach has locked in his answer.
So that would mean they're Danish, maybe. And I don't think Danish is a country.
It's a pretty nice breakfast food, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Trying to think of the area Danish. I'm going to say Great Britain and lock in Great Britain.
Unfortunately, it is Denmark.
Denmark. Should have went with the D.
The D.
Great Britain is British.
But you still have a little glimmer of hope because you still have a save left. Take a look at the board. This 10-year-old said, Denmark!
Good job, man.
Good job, buddy. Nice job, Zach. Very good job. Unfortunately, Zach has got to return to the classroom.
Good job.
You've used all your cheats.
Yeah, well, at least I've just got 2 to go.
All right, which way would you like to go? First grade nature or second grade animal science?
Second grade animal science.
Second grade animal science, all right. A correct answer is worth $1,000. You can double your winnings. The second grade animal science question is this. True or false, a tortoise is a turtle? True or false, a tortoise is a turtle?
Well, I don't want to outthink this. A tortoise is certainly, it's a big turtle. It looks like a turtle, so I'm going to say true and lock in my answer.
Tortoise is a turtle? You are
right!
Yeah. There we go. Building it back up again.
I'm building up my confidence.
Now, you've done great in here. You just missed the one question, but you can still take home $25,000 for charity today. And we're going to try to do that right after this. Here's today's extra credit question. What is the most popular flavor of jelly beans for kids? Is it A, very cherry, B, licorice, or C, watermelon? Before the break, we ask, what is the most popular flavor of jelly beans for kids? The answer is A, very cherry. Classroom, it is NASCAR week at Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? We're down to the last subject.
All
it's
right.
A first grade nature question. It's worth $500. You ready to see it?
I'm ready to get it right.
All right, here is the first grade question. True or false, the red maple tree is deciduous and may shed its leaves in winter. True or false, the red maple tree is deciduous and may shed its leaves in winter.
I'm not quite sure what deciduous means, but I know that the red maple tree does shed its leaves in winter. So I'm gonna lock in.
True. Deciduous means that it sheds its leaves, which was a key word to the question.
That's
and
right.
The answer is true. You are absolutely right. Very nice recovery. All right, here's the cool thing. You've got $2,500. We can turn that $2,500 into $25,000.
All right.
You ready?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
The subject of today's bonus question is this. Physical science. How's that make you feel?
I think that feels pretty good.
And because you are playing for charity, we are going to give you, regardless, $2,500 for your charity. So,
good.
You have nothing to lose.
All right.
You have nothing to lose by going for the bonus question today. All right. The physical science question is this. The metallic element of lead is abbreviated on the periodic table with what two-letter symbol? The metallic element of lead is abbreviated on the periodic table with what two-letter symbol?
I think I know this one. I mean, sometimes on the periodic table, they have letters that are kind of different than what the word is. But I'm going to lock in LD, capital LD. Lock it in.
Lock it in. Now, you said sometimes that the letters don't match. In this case, you thought they did. You're not going to believe this, but the two-letter symbol for lead is PB, like peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well...
But you played this game very well today. Very impressive.
Good.
Thank you. And because you played it so well for the NASCAR Foundation for Charity, your friends at UPS are donating $25,000 to the Boys and Girls Club in your name for a grand total of $27,500.
Well, and I feel like I should do something, so maybe I'll bump that up to 30 so we can have an even 30,000.
You're gonna bump it up to 30? Man, that's awesome. Congratulations, that is awesome. He just kicked in his own money. We're up to 30,000 for charity. Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Pleasure having you in here. Before you leave, there's one last thing I need for you to do for me, okay?
I knew this was going
to happen. Yeah, it's happened to hundreds of people before you.
I'm David Reagan, and even though I drive 200 miles an hour on Sundays, I'm not smarter than a fifth grader.
We'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.